Welcome to the Congregation of the 12 Tribes of Israel.
For more information, visit riseisrael.com or 12t.co.
You can also call our toll-free number, which is 888-447-1695.
Or email us at following address, scribe@riseisrael.com.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Today we have begun the month of June, which we know according to this society, according to the world, according to the government, according to the propaganda that is out there on the internet and is being spread throughout the whole world, this month is the month of pride. When they say it's the month of pride, they're not talking about that they're excited that they have achieved some type of goal. I'm proud of you for saving people from cancer, or I'm proud because you invented something that's going to help society in general. No, Pride Month is about homosexuality, promoting community that now has grown to be worldwide and is trying to promote this to your children, promote this in the schools, promote this in the library, you know, and basically all throughout the world. It's no longer something that was done in the U.S. Now you can literally see it in Europe, in Asian countries, etc. And the thing about this is that when we look at Pride Month, you might think that this is something that was invented recently. Like, yo, Pride Month, yeah. You know, for the lesbians, for the queers, homosexuals, for the gays, the transgenders, you know, and whatever alphabet soup that is out there. Pride Month, yes. But when you look in the Bible, you will find something very, very interesting about Pride Month. Because we have to ask ourselves this question. Is Pride Month something that we should be involved in? Is Pride Month something that we should, you know, participate and promote to our children, to our friends and families, and just be a happy gay family? Let's see. We're going to start in the book of Ezekiel chapter 16, and we're going to read from verse 49. And remember, Ezekiel was thousands of years ago. This is something that was written by our forefathers in Hebrew. And here it is that we're going to read it to you out of the King James in English. Ezekiel 16 and verse 49.
Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom.
Behold, this was the iniquity. Key word, iniquity. What does the word iniquity mean? Sin. To do evil. To do bad. It's another word for transgression. To basically break the laws of God. To break his commandments. To be against his judgments. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Now, Sodom, that's a name that you probably don't hear during Pride Month. And people make sure that they don't mention it. And the reason why is because, and I'm going to read this for you guys real quick, because Sodom was a city that was known for homosexuality. Sodom is a city that was destroyed by God. And to this very day, there's still evidence that the way God did it, the way it's mentioned in the Bible, it really happened. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, we're going to read from verse 6.
2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6 says, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes.
Listen to that. Turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was actually five cities, but these two are the most prominent ones. These two cities were known for being wicked. And what wickedness or what sin or iniquity were they doing? Homosexuality. And that was not the only thing. They were committing all types of adultery. They were having orgies. They were committing fornication in general. Because the word fornication means every single type of immoral sexual act that God speaks against.
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes.
Let's stop there. It said into ashes. Those ashes could be seen today. If you go to the region of the Dead Sea, which is in the land of Israel, there's proof that people were burned. There's fossils of human bones. There's a whole bunch of brimstone all around, letting you know that this actually took place. Turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Continue.
Condemned them with an overthrow.
Condemned. He didn't say, let's celebrate. I'm proud of you guys. Whoa. Yes. I love that you're homosexuals. I'm so proud. Let's have a month for you guys. No, instead he condemned The word condemn means he judged them. He found them to be wicked and sinners. Condemned them with an overthrow,
making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly.
So he said that they're an example. They are an example. Here it is that people look at today as, oh, the beginning of Pride Month. Oh man, I gotta get my rainbow flag. I gotta go out there and show that I'm down with these people, that I support them, and that, you know, we're not gonna speak about Sodom. Because they obviously avoid the conversation about what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you want to know, you could read on your own in Genesis chapter 19. You could read about how these people in Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to rape angels, men with men. And they were going to do it in the public, a whole city of people. They were young people and old people. And it says young, that means they could have been very young, impressionable children. But they didn't care. The children might be corrupted by their wickedness. They didn't care about the sins that they were doing. And the Heavenly Father said that when we read about Sodom and Gomorrah, we should read about it for the fact that it gives us an example of the future. It gives us learning so that we will not make the same mistakes that were done in the past. Because the scriptures is clear. Sodom and Gomorrah has been overthrown by fire and brimstone for the sake of their wicked sexual acts. But let's go back to Ezekiel. Let's read on in Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 49. We know now that Sodom is a city that got destroyed. Eventually, we'll get to the point that they were doing homosexuality by trying to rape angels. Ezekiel 16 and verse 49.
Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride.
What?
Pride.
What?
Pride.
Oh my God. See, things don't change. When a person is involved in a certain sin, that iniquity, that evil spirit, is going to make them to continue in the same sin that was done in ancient time. Here it is that the word sodomite became synonymous for homosexual. We even have the word sodomy today in the dictionary that means homosexuality. And what was their sin? It said here, pride. Pride. What are they celebrating today? Pride Month. And who are the people celebrating that? The sodomites. See, we don't call them sodomites. We want to be putting out acronyms. LGBTQ. Forget the acronym. Forget the alphabet soup. Let's put it as what it really means. Sodomites. This whole last by Ezekiel. Let's go to Deuteronomy 23. Because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, those that are called so-called blacks, so-called Hispanics, so-called Native American Indians, those that went through slavery, whose forefathers were captured and sold in slavery, those people are in fact the children of Israel. And the Heavenly Father said this in Deuteronomy 23 and verse 17. He said, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel. Now, a whore, we know, could be a prostitute, could be a sister that is out there having sexual relations with every man she meet or with every woman. A whore is someone that doesn't have sexual morality. They don't follow any laws or commandments that govern their life in the right way. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Here it is that Sodom and Gomorrah were completely wiped out to the point where that city and the people no longer exist. No one escaped out of Sodom and Gomorrah except for one righteous man and nephew of Abraham. His name was Lot. And here it is that he's the only one that escaped. But the Bible speaks of sodomites afterwards. Not because they are still around. Not because the children of Israel are descendants of the people of Sodom. But as what? As a name that is associated with how the sodomites and their sin was homosexuality. So the scripture is telling us that what? That no son of Israel is to be a homosexual. No son of Israel is to follow the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's go back to Ezekiel 16 and let's read from verse 49. So it said, pride. That's one of their sins. Read on.
Fullness of bread and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy.
Right. So here's showing us what? Sodom and Gomorrah was blessed with a lot of abundance. They had fullness of bread. They had everything that they needed. The whole community was able to come together, when you read Genesis chapter 19, to try to rape angels, but they would not come together to help the poor and the needy. Matter of fact, we keep mentioning Genesis 19. Let's make it clear what the sin was of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 19. And we're not going to read the whole chapter, but we recommend your brothers and sisters to actually do that. And in fact, there's a report on the website that goes through the history of Sodom and Gomorrah. So in Genesis chapter 19, we're going to read verse 1, and then we're going to jump down.
Genesis chapter 19 and verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground.
So here it is that two angels came to Sodom, and the purpose of them coming there was to actually see if the wickedness of Sodom was actually fact. And when they got there, Lot met them at the gate. And Lot, he's going to invite them into his home because he knows what kind of city he lives in. Read verse 2.
And he said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night."
Right, because the angels went there to investigate. They were like, no. We did not come here to, you know, relax and to be invited into someone's house. We're going to do a certain job. But Lot, he's going to be persistent. Lot knows that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are very evil. And he's like, come on, just let me be hospitable and let me invite you into my home and feed you and make you comfortable. In verse 3, it says, and he pressed upon them. So Lot is now persuading them. He's like trying to convince them. No. Please come. And the reason why is because he knows that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah are wicked. He pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him. So after being so convincing, the angels decided, you know what? This brother's trying to show us some charity. He's trying to be good unto us, try to show us hospitality. Let us go into his house. And they went, says, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. So everything is going well. He's feeding them and everything is in a festive mood. In verse 4 says, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men, key word, men of Sodom, compassed the house round. So that means they surrounded the house of Lot, both old and young. So that meant every single age. All the people from every quarter, everybody from the whole city. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Lot, you can imagine them, Lot, come out. And this is what they said unto him. Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Now, when it says that we may know them, this is not talking about they trying to find out who these guys are. Like, I want to know their names. I want to know where they come from. I want to know, their family. Is it a good family? I want to know what's their trade. Let us be hospitable too. No, it wasn't about that. The word know here is a word that is used to refer to sexually, to know them sexually. And the way we know that to be true is if we go to Genesis chapter 4. And I want you to read that for me. In Genesis chapter 4, we're going to read verse 1 to show that the word know means to deal sexually. Go ahead.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
So now it says Adam knew Eve, his wife. This I find funny all the time because some people might read it and I realize that this is talking about Adam dealt sexually with his wife Eve, and that's how she got pregnant and had the son Cain. Because think about it, right? He knew her before this, right? He was the one that named her Eve. So he was like, what's your name again? Who is this woman? It's not like that. So the word know here is referring to dealing sexually. Let's jump down in Genesis chapter 4 to show another verse that again is telling us that the word to know means to deal sexually. Verse 25.
It says in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 25, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew."
Right, so he is showing you, again he dealt with her sexually, and by that, she ended up having another son, whose name was Seth. So, when we get to Genesis chapter 19, it's going to still make it even more clear that what they intended was to deal sexually with the angels. So we know that the angels are men, and here you got men trying to deal sexually with these two strangers that they don't know who they are. They have no idea that these are angels. They just like, "Who are these men that came to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." And verse 6 says, "And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly." Obviously, it wasn't about knowing their names, knowing where they come from, what's their trade. Because he said, do not so wickedly. What is the wickedness that they wanted to do? Let's go to Leviticus chapter 20, and let's read verse 13. Because the Most High is going to show us the law that is the sin or the iniquity that was involved in Sodom and Gomorrah. Go ahead, Leviticus 20 and verse 13.
"If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death."
Right there, the scriptures explain to us what the sin is. If a man lay down with a man, that means men with men, the same way that a man deals with a woman. Because the natural use of a woman is for a man to marry her. If a man wants to have pleasure, he's supposed to deal with a woman. Remember that in the beginning, God made them male and female, and he told them to procreate. He told them, be fruitful and multiply. Meaning, this is who you deal with. This is who you marry. It says, both of them, meaning the man and the other man, both of them have committed an abomination. An abomination is something that is evil, something that is hateful, detestable, something that is disgusting and vile to the Heavenly Father. The last part says, they shall surely be put to death. That's the judgment that the Heavenly Father was going to place on the city of Sodom. But before he does it, he wanted to make sure by sending two angels to investigate if it's true that these people were in that type of sin. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them, meaning there is no sacrifice that could be given so that they could receive forgiveness of that sin. Going back to Genesis chapter 19, and let's get straight to the point. It said in verse 7, this is what Lot said. "And said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters." Why is he mentioning his daughters? Hold on. "I have two daughters which have not known man." What is that letting us know? These two daughters are what? Virgins. They never dealt with any man. "Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them," do is the key word, "do ye to them as it is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." In other words, Lot is showing us that the whole reason he invited them into his house was to protect them. He did not want them to be violated. He did not want them to be raped in the sodomite sin. So here it is that he's offering his daughters for them to deal sexually with instead of dealing sexually with the men. And they said, "Stand back." And they said again, "This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he would needs be a judge." What is that showing you? When you correct the wicked of their sin, they don't like to hear it. "Oh, you're going to judge me now? Here it is, you came, all of a sudden, now you a judge in the city? Now we will deal worse with thee than with them." What? "Now we will deal worse with thee," meaning now they're threatening Lot, saying we're going to rape you and be worse to you than we planned with those men. So showing you that their intentions were not good at all. "And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and put Lot into the house." So they grabbed Lot because they were coming to rape him. And they said, we're going to deal worse with you than we intended with those two men. So they pull him inside to the protection of his own home. Says, into the house to them and shut to the door. So they brought him inside and they closed the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness. So here it is that they used the spiritual power of the Most High and were able to blind the men that were aggressively charging towards the house and were trying to grab Lot. It says, both small and great. So that meant that all were made blind. It says, so that they worried themselves to find the door. My God, they were so wicked that even after they were blinded, they were still trying to find the door. And they were spending so much time trying to get to the door that they tired themselves. They worried themselves to find the door. That shows you the evil lust that a person that deals with this sin has. To the point where the Bible calls it burning. Because the fact that it's like they can't contain it. So they'll do anything to try to what? Appease themselves, to try to alleviate themselves. So right there, clearly we know for a fact that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was homosexuality. And it's not just homosexuality. You got to think about also that this is being done in the open. It was going to be rape, orgies, and all types of different kinds of fornication was going to be involved in that instant. Going back to the book of Ezekiel chapter 16, let's go back there, because remember that the whole point of this is to learn that the same pride that was in ancient time is the same pride that exists today. And it's being done by the same exact people, the Sodomites. We might call them today LBGQZTY, whatever. But guess what? They are known in the Bible as Sodomites. It says here again in verse 49, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride. Pride. I don't want you to forget that. Pride, because that's what this month is called. Pride month. Read verse 50.
And they were haughty and committed abomination before me.
And the word haughty means the same thing as pride. It means to be proud. It says, and they committed abomination before me.
Therefore I took them away as I saw good.
So it says, therefore I took them away. When you read in the scriptures, they were destroyed by a fire that was intense. Five cities got destroyed, not just Sodom and Gomorrah, five cities, by an intense fire that to this very day, there's evidence of the ashes, of the brimstone, of the bones, and you can still see the remnant of the cities near the Dead Sea. So the Heavenly Father said, as I saw good, meaning as his judgment that is written in Leviticus 20 and verse 13. Let's go from there to Ecclesiasticus and the Apocrypha, because again, that pride that people are so happy to show in the month of June is something that was shown daily also in Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to Ecclesiasticus chapter 16 and verse 8, because we have to make sure you understand that this is something that was written thousands of years ago, and it was understood by our forefathers that there was obvious pride in the people of Sodom and the people that were involved in homosexuality. 16 verse 8 read,
neither spared he the place where Lot sojourned.
We just read that in Genesis chapter 19. The place where Lot sojourned was Sodom. Keep reading.
But abhorred them for their pride.
But what?
Abhorred them for their pride.
The word abhorred, we all should know, means that he hated them for their pride. What do you think is going to happen to those that are involved in the same sin as the ancient people of Sodom? We got to have the mentality that is written in 2 Peter, that what happened to them is an example of what's going to happen to those that are committing the same ungodly sin in our time period. And as you know, the Bible does not fail, because the Bible already predicted that America was going to become spiritually Sodom, not the actual place. But the spirit of Sodom was going to be all around us. This is why when you turn on the TV, what they're promoting? Homosexuality. Pride this, pride that. You got people that are marching. And it is not frowned upon. So we know that we are living amongst the same wicked people that were in ancient time. Now, the great news about this is that What was written aforetime is written for our learning. That's what it says in Romans 15 and 4. And through the scriptures, we get comfort and hope. What does that mean, we get comfort and hope? Well, Lot was saved, when you read on in Genesis 19, because he kept the commandments and he was not involved in the same sin as they were. So that means that those of us that are in the midst of America or in the midst of Europe or anywhere in the world that are surrounded by this wickedness, as long as we are not participating or condoning it, then we will be what? Fine. The moment when the destruction comes, the moment that the Most High brings that same fire, but now through Christ, we don't have to worry about being destroyed with them because we did not commit the same sin that they did. We kept ourselves faithful. We were not proud. Instead, we were like our King said, to be lowly and humble as he is. Read the next verse, verse 9.
He pitied not the people of perdition.
He pitied not, meaning he had no mercy towards them. He wasn't like, oh man, I feel so bad for Sodom. Remember what we read in Ezekiel, he said, as I saw that it was good, right? Keep reading.
Who were taken away in their sins.
Who were taken away in their sins. Now I'm going to get another scripture in the Apocrypha, which is in Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10. In Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10 and verse 6, it says, when the ungodly perish, and this is talking about the Sodomites, when the Sodomites were put to death, she delivered, that she is referring to wisdom. That same wisdom is what delivered, meaning saved, the righteous man. That righteous man was Lot, who fled from the fire. Because remember in Peter's, we read that it was turned into ashes. Who fled from the fire, which fell down upon the five cities. Because we kept saying that it was five cities, but there was only being mentioned what? Sodom and Gomorrah. But it was actually five cities that got destroyed at that time period, of whose wickedness, even to this day, Solomon was way, way, way after Lot. And even in his time period, he was able to go to the area of Sodom and Gomorrah and see the proof. The evidence is there. Ashes. There's people that have been there and were able to take pictures, record video, so that we see for ourselves that Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed as it is written in the Bible. It says, whose wickedness, even to this day, the wasteland. Back then, Sodom and Gomorrah was beautifully green to the point they were full of bread, meaning full of food. Today is a wasteland where nothing grows. That smoketh is a testimony, and plants bearing fruit that never come to ripeness, and a standing pillar of salt is a monument of an unbelieving soul. So we know for a fact that the proof is still there even to this day about the destruction that happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Their sin was what? Pride.
Mother, you and your lesbian lover, lesbian lover, lesbian lover. You's an unfit mother, you and your lesbian lover, lesbian lover, lesbian lover. You's an unfit mother, you and your lesbian lover. The laws of life you have yet to discover, like a Jew in a pig's snout. It's a fair woman without discretion. She's too bold, she ain't never learned a lesson. I've been sent here to teach you, your habits will reach you. The laws of light, you in darkness, let me guide you. If you having sex with multiple men, that's fornication. You are in the midst of sin, be renewed. Confess your fault and forsake it. Drop it like it's hot, never again touch it. Plus, real women don't wear harlots apparel. Skin tight jeans quiver open to every arrow. You are not a boy, you are a girl. Women sleeping with women like rabbits mating with squirrels. Confusion, confess your faults, the solution. Pray for forgiveness is what you should be doing. Talking about I like them girls that like them girls. That's why I like when destruction before numbskulls see. You the reason babies born AIDS infested. You the reason little Isha got molested. Talking about I like Big Ball and Mike Howie. Just my type, but he can't read or write. But the brother know how to add and subtract and run up for your credit and say your mama crack. But little did you know Big Mike was a pedophile. He like them young and tender straight R. Kelly style. Now, Little Isha lost her innocence, cause whores like you be idolizing foolishness. Boots and sneakers, rings and chains, rims and tires, cars and things. You's a unfit mother, you and your lesbian lover. Lesbian lover, lesbian lover. You's a unfit mother, you and your lesbian lover. Lesbian lover, lesbian lover. I cover the palms of my hand with the dust of Sodom and Gomorrah to get a better grip of the sword. To hear that dicky stand, let him take heed lest he falls. My final instructions on the way, you gonna escape from this whore. Who a law's man, lack of understanding. I tried to warn a brother, but he refused to listen. The Lord called upon, but he didn't make his election sure. You find his body dead, shipwrecked, left in the shore of the sea. He had sex with sin, became one flesh with death, and a harlot conceived. Yes, she left, and by the third week, she aborted his seed. Cause she's an unfit mother, you see. I wash my hands with the walls of water of the Red Sea. When I preach and no one takes heed, I shake the dust of my feet, so let's go. Whosoever thought upon his rhymes being too full is quite clever. I also speak of Revelation 17:5, the greatest whore ever, America. You's an unfit mother, you and your lesbian lover. Lesbian lover, lesbian lover. You's an unfit mother, you and your lesbian lover. Lesbian lover, lesbian lover. Genesis chapter 9 verse 14. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. As it is written, showing you that the rainbow wasn't meant for your foolishness. Get out of here, my people. We're reclaiming the rainbow. Give me that.